President Biden recently made headlines by commuting the sentences of almost all federal death row inmates, drawing both praise and criticism from various quarters. This move came as a preemptive action ahead of the potential resumption of federal executions under the incoming Trump administration. President Biden's decision to commute the sentences of 37 out of 40 federal death row inmates to life imprisonment without parole has stirred significant controversy. This unprecedented move aimed to prevent any immediate execution of these inmates and to reform the federal approach to capital punishment. Among the 37 inmates whose sentences were commuted, those convicted of terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder were excluded. This careful selection provides insight into the considerations behind Biden's decision, emphasizing a shift in the administration's stance on capital punishment. The looming return of former President Trump has added complexity to the discussion surrounding the death penalty. Trump has expressed intentions to resume federal executions and expand the scope of the death penalty to include heinous crimes like child rape and human trafficking. This proposed expansion has raised concerns about potential legal challenges and the impact on the criminal justice system. The contrast between Biden's commutation and Trump's plans underscores the ongoing debate over the morality, efficacy, and legality of capital punishment in the United States. Biden's decision has sparked a wave of reactions from different political factions. While Trump's team and Republicans swiftly condemned the move, citing concerns about law and order, advocates for criminal justice reform, and opponents of the death penalty applauded Biden's action as a significant step towards ending federal executions. The partisan divide on this issue reflects broader ideological differences on criminal justice policy and the role of the state in administering justice. Biden's rationale for the commutations, rooted in his opposition to the death penalty and commitment to justice reform, sets the stage for ongoing discussions on the future of capital punishment in the country. In conclusion, President Biden's decision to commute the sentences of almost all federal death row inmates before Trump's potential return highlights the complexities and controversies surrounding the death penalty in the United States. This momentous action serves as a catalyst for deeper conversations on justice, morality, and the evolving landscape of criminal punishment policies.